just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the season finale, episode 60 of season 6 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Wrapping up the year, we will go on hiatus until July. Thank you for listening. Thanks to my sponsors, Hooters. Visit originalhooters.com for easy online ordering in the greater Tampa Bay area. Was just in Hooters last week after placing an online order. Couldn't have been easier to do. Quick pickup, delicious food. Thanks to Hooters for their continued support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And I hope this week I will get word from Grace Thomas that Sean Sullivan is ready to present checks to Tony Tega, winner of one podcast league, and me, winner of the other podcast league. Sean Sullivan is the general manager of Bill Curry Ford. He has his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com. He writes $1,000 checks to the winners of every Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. And remember, I have never in my life charged any entry fee or dues to play in any of my fantasy football leagues. My personal leagues, my podcast leagues, never. That will not change. So think about that next year when we start building our membership for the podcast leagues. You could win $1,000 from Bill Curry Ford. Look for the photos and the check presentation on my social media in the coming days at ToddWright2121 on Instagram. And of course, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida on Facebook. Thank you, Sean Sullivan. Thank you, Grace Thomas. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. You can email me in the offseason if you like. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Again, I anticipate we will return sometime in July, and we do a lot of our work before any regular season game is played. My podcast league championships should prove to you that's when you get a lot of stuff done. You're going to make some mistakes in the draft, but try not to make the same mistake that other people do or that you've made year after year. So let's go over some season-ending thoughts with a gaze ahead to 2022. I've already reviewed in my 21st century standard scoring settings the top 20 at every key position: quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, flex. If you missed any of that, and comments on virtually every player that clicked the top 20 in those three categories, go back the last two podcasts and enjoy and take notes. And remember it for your 2022 draft, although I'll be going over this board again once we get to July and August. I want to compare some of the rosters of the league champions in the three leagues that I commission. And in addition, since in each league the team that scored the most regular season points did not win the title, I want to compare those rosters as well. So let's see if there's crossover, all right? Where there are duplicates, deducing that those were the players to have this year. Now, we've already gone over the top by position, all right? But let's look at what were the players, at least in the three leagues I commission, that were the most valuable to those owners who either rolled up the highest point total in the regular season or won the title, all right? In the Foundation League, this is my personal league that I have commissioned for now 7 years, And Doc won it for the second time, longtime terrific friend via London and Canada, now a professor of geosciences at the University of South Florida. And here is a key I'll just tell you about Doc. Like me, names don't matter, numbers do. That's why he's a professor of geosciences. That's also a big reason he's won the Foundation League twice. And he's won it twice in the last 4 years, I believe. Yeah. So let's go. Actually, it's twice in the last 3 years, I believe, now for Doc. The key guys on Doc's team, Dak Prescott, Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, couple of tight ends that were productive. Granted, Kittle didn't play a lot, but he had him, he had Andrews. Kittle didn't play a lot, still finished tight end three. In my scoring settings. Andrews was tight end one and wide receiver tight end flex six. Not as high as Kelsey from the year before, who was three. He had Lockett, so when he wasn't using Deebo and Kupp up top, which was most of the time, he had Lockett to go to, or at the wide receiver tight end flex when he wasn't using Andrews. So he had a lot of valuable guys there to rotate in and out. Three primary running backs for Doc. I've heard a lot of disappointment from Ezekiel Elliott owners. You won't get it from Doc. Drafted him in the first round. He was RB6 for the year. Doc won a championship. He had Aaron Jones, and he also was smart to get his hands on Sony Michel, who eventually did take over the starting running back job for the offensively productive LA Rams. In the same league, I won what we call the Governor's Cup, named for William J. LePetitmaine. You need to be a Blazing Saddles to understand. The Governor's Cup also comes with a shitload of dimes. I've won this now 3 of the 5 years we've had the Governor's Cup. Never won the Jimmy McGinty Trophy in the postseason. I banked on Lamar Jackson, which was great for half the year. He was an MVP candidate until roughly early November. I had Devontae Adams. I had Justin Jefferson. I had Gronk. I had Hunter Renfro. I had Derrick Henry until Henry went down. You know, if you've listened to my podcast for years, I've always been huge on investing in Derrick Henry if I can. And this was the first year he went down due to injury. And a big reason that I didn't succeed in the playoffs where I had the high point total in the regular season. I had Mitchell. I had, because I made an investment in the Niners running game that I've talked about. Eli Mitchell was the primary guy there. I had A.J. Dillon. That worked out once we got into about the midpoint of the season. Kareem Hunt got hurt just like Derrick Henry. That set me back. Hunt never really came back healthy. Miles Gaskin, I had there. I plugged and played him a couple of times. Didn't do much for me. And I also made a deal in that league for James Conner because of his high production. And Conner was a part of what I did late in the season. So now let's start looking for crossover. You weren't going to find it there with me and Doc because we were competing in the same league. Now let's go to the AFL Podcast League won by Tony. Tony had Tom Brady. Tony had Justin Jefferson, second time we've heard Jefferson's name. He had Higgins, who really came on late. It was all Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Mixon for a while, and then Higgins really surged late in the fantasy season. Tony had Chris Godwin, which was a very solid wide receiver, too, until the Godwin injury during the fantasy playoffs. He had Tyreek Hill early, then traded him. He invested in both of the Washington players, for better or worse, McScorin and Gibson. Gibson played through an injury, and the touch counts were still there to provide some running back production. Probably not what Tony thought he was getting, But as we look back at the running back board, Gibson still finished RB14. That's fringe RB1 in my book. He also had David Montgomery, picked up Rashad Penny late. He had Daryl Henderson early, Amon-Ra St. Brown late. So a lot of talented guys on Tony's teams. The first duplicate we see there is Jefferson. Now let's go to Chris's team. Chris plays every year in the podcast league. Chris helped convince me Justin Herbert is a fantasy quarterback. Now, I've always loved Justin Herbert on the field. I think the Dolphins are still regretting and will still regret for a long time taking Tua one spot before the Chargers took Herbert. And I've even been on record as saying for a year prior to last year's draft where the Jaguars picked first with Trevor Lawrence, if I was the Jaguars or I was the Jets, I would have offered that pick in a package for Justin Herbert and said, here, you make the pick. We'll give you this and this. We want Herbert. Herbert finished as QB2 in my scoring settings. Chris had Kupp, so there's some crossover. He had Kelce, which wasn't as good as last year when he was wide receiver tight end 3, but he was wide receiver tight end 12 and tight end 2 behind Andrews. Nick Chubb was a very solid pick. Chubb finished RB7. Joe Mixon was terrific. RB3 for the year. Excellent choice by Chris. And Javonte Williams, both Broncos running backs were top 18 fantasy running backs. Javonte Williams was on his roster. So those were the players that stood out for me. Some crossover there with Kupp. An excellent job with the Ohio running backs. And even Javonte Williams. I mean, he had three guys there for two spots, and it worked out great. Now let's go to the NFL Podcast League, where the sage Ira Kaufman from JoeBucksFan.com had the highest point total all year, made the championship game, lost to me in the championship game. He drafted Tom Brady, so there's some crossover there. He also drafted Matt Stafford. He had Cooper Kupp. So in each of my three leagues, either the league champion or the team that scored the most points in the regular season had Cooper Kupp. Wide receiver 1 for the season. Ira also had Stephon Diggs. Stayed patient with him, which was the smart move. Amon-Ra St. Brown late, just like Tony did, as another option. James Conner, just like I had traded for James Conner in the Foundation League. And all those touches, key red zone touches as well. Ira had Alvin Kamara. Kamara missed some time late in the season. The Saints kind of ran out of offensive weapons. It hurt him and knocked Kamara down to RB13. I still think Kamara is going to be right around a top 5 running back in next year's fantasy draft. And Montgomery, who was, until Mooney came on late, the only bear worth owning, except when Montgomery went down, and then Khalil Herbert was worth owning. Not sure what the coaching change means for Montgomery, Mooney, Herbert going forward. Guess it depends on who they hire. But those stood out on Ira's team. On my team, winning the podcast league, Lamar Jackson. Again, great for the first 2 months. Then I had to evolve to other quarterbacks, one of which was Taysom Hill. I had Devontae Adams. I had Deebo Samuel. So Devontae Adams helped me win the Governor's Cup and the Foundation, win the Podcast League, and $1,000. I acquired Deebo Samuel before the trade deadline. That was huge. He helped me win a championship, just like he helped Doc winning Jimmy McGinty Trophy. I had Russell Gage for some points late. He was kind of like an Amon-Ra St. Brown for some of us owners, a receiver you could count on for volume late on bad teams. I remember early in the year I picked up Cordarrelle Patterson, then I got away from him before his production dropped off. I had Gronk. I played him sometimes when he was hot. Other times I cut him. I'd bring him back. Never came back the same, but he was on my roster. Kareem Hunt, terrific start, then the injury, not much after that. Leonard Fournette played a huge role for me. I acquired him early in the season when Hunt went down, and it was one of the bigger moves I made in winning the podcast league. And I had A.J. Dillon, just like I had in the foundation. So you hear some names. You heard Cup's name three times. You heard Brady's name multiple times. Jefferson's name multiple times. Adams' name multiple times. Debo Samuel's name multiple times. Just comparing the rosters of the six best teams in my three fantasy leagues, either the regular season points leader or the league champion. I'll leave you with two final thoughts, and obviously I'm going to hammer this July 2022. I did not draft any running backs in the first three rounds of the podcast league. I did in the foundation league because I had the second pick and I could get Derrick Henry and I knew he'd be worth it. I was not in a position to draft Derrick Henry in the podcast league, and thus I went with an entirely different philosophy. I drafted wide receivers, and I got myself a very productive dual-threat quarterback in Lamar Jackson, which lasted for 2 months. So, despite not drafting any running backs in the first three rounds of a 12-team standard scoring league, I won the title. Just keep that in mind. All off season and leading up to your drafts next year, if you are of the belief you have to draft running backs early, I'm getting a $1,000 winning check from Bill Curry Ford that says otherwise. And the other thing that you need to remember for next year that I talked about this year, I never cared nor made a big deal week to week when putting together my lineup based on who my player was playing that week on the field, his opponent. This, to me, is one of the most overrated things of fantasy football. And if you were an owner out there, that had a quality running back, or a quality quarterback, or a quality wide receiver, and you heard someone on NFL Network or ESPN, or someone writing online or another podcast say, I don't like their matchup this week against this team. This team only gives up blank to fantasy opponents. I don't think it's relevant. You play your best players instead of looking at who they're playing that week. Spend more time analyzing what they have done on their own team, their role in their team's offense, and what's going on with their own team that week. That's the way you put together your lineup. Now, when it comes to plug and play, bye weeks, injuries, ravage your roster, COVID, I get it. Well, I don't have anybody, so I'm going to pick up the running backs available that's playing the Jets or the Texans or the Jaguars. I get it. But that's not sitting your best player against a bad matchup. Stop doing that. I didn't do it once all year. I had the highest point total in the foundation, and I won the podcast league in the other league. Stop bringing up matchups. unless it's an extenuating circumstance in a plug and play. I will hammer that a lot when we come off hiatus in July of 2022. Thank you for listening to Season 6 and all or some of the 60 episodes I gave you for this year's Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks to Hooters. Thanks to Bill Curry Ford. Thanks to you. We'll talk to you in 6 months.